You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Wednesday. Good morning. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Hey, Brendan Dar, Tom Daly Production. September's 27 days old. Bryce Harper is back. Kirk Cousins is the NFC Player of the Week. The Capitals play a preseason game at Capital One Arena tonight.
What are we going to call it? The Wallet?
I'm going to incorrectly call it the Verizon Center a lot. That's probably what I'm
going to
do.
I'm not going to beat myself up over that one. The ones where I say David or Derek Carr or Ben or Bob McAdoo.
Or L.A. or San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, I beat myself up over those because that's a legitimate thing. The, like, sponsorship changing where it's like Mile High Field at Progressive Stadium at AT&T parking lot. I'm not doing that. Your sponsorship, I don't really care about those dollars changing hands. To me, it's the Verizon Center. It's downtown. The phone booth. So if I have to call it the Wallet, I can do that. But I can't remember which credit card is up to date now.
I might just start calling it Cap Center now, which is disrespectful to the Wizards, but the way they've played over the last 20-some years has been disrespectful to me.
Sure.
So I might just go Cap Center.
And you get a CAP to start this whole thing?
Yeah.
Capital Center? I can get down with that. I smell what you're stepping in.
But whatever it's called, I'm going there tonight to watch hockey, and I'm very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
But winter sports are coming. We got the Nationals a week away from starting in the playoffs. The Redskins 2-1. Primed up for prime time against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night. So there's a lot to get into. At 10:30, we're going to try to make sense of NFL media ranking the Redskins 7th in their 1-32 power rankings this week. Reactionary or realistic? Are they really one of the 10 best teams in football right now? We're going to wade through those waters coming up in about 25 minutes. Next hour, we'll go around the NFC East. Funny story out of Philadelphia where Carson Wentz promised a kicker before he booted a 61-yard game winner, if he made it, that he would give him his game check. What's going to happen with that? Because he made it. And also, the Giants have a little turmoil between their owner and star player because John Mara is very upset with Odell Beckham Jr. about a celebration he did in the end zone. So we'll get to all that in the first half of Grant and Danny here on The Fan. But let's start the show with Bryce Harper returning. I think before we even talk about his performance, we should just talk about how amazing it is that he's back. How unlikely it is that we get this gift again.
Yeah.
Do not forget the feeling in this town and in the pit of your stomach when Harper went to the ground, gripping his right leg after seemingly shredding every ligament in his knee against the San Francisco Giants in the rain on August 12th. If you were at Nats Park, you remember the collective silence in the ballpark.
The gasp.
Watching on TV like I was, you remember what that was like. I was sure, Danny. I remember sending texts saying, it's over. Not just this season for Bryce Harper. Not just the chances of the Nats getting to a World Series. And I was doing the woe is us DC sports fan thing. I actually thought he may not play again for the Nationals. Because you know I'm on record as saying I think he leaves after next season. If that's a 12 or 13 month recovery, he's coming back for maybe a couple weeks. Best case scenario.
And let's say it's a 9 or 10 month recovery. Again, you're talking about not until the second half or late in next year. That's what it looked like. In that moment, it's what it looked like. I'm with you. That few minutes and then the subsequent wait for diagnosis, and even, to be honest with you, given the Nationals' history on these sorts of things with injuries, even after their diagnosis and some of the subsequent prognosis for recovery, I'm going, we'll see. Grain of salt here. In fact, several grains of salt. A whole fistful of salt I'm throwing over my shoulder like Harry and Dumb and Dumber.
How about an entire salt shaker, like, but not one of the ones that's small on the table, like one of the economy ones that you buy at like BJ's Wholesale Club?
I'm thinking of like the winter salt supply in case the roads get icy.
Right.
That much salt I'm taking.
A bag of salt that you would use to put down on several driveways.
An actual truck full of salt. That's how much I had.
What about one of those things like right off I-95 where
yeah.
It's a huge...
The pile.
Not just a shed, but like a building of salt where a salt pyramid. Yeah, what about those?
Are there salt mines? Do you mine salt? I don't know. I don't know how you get salt. I don't know where you get it from. I know this. I had a lot of it. I was so skeptical that this was going to happen, even as of a couple weeks ago.
What about all of the salt drained out of the water in the ocean, in all of the ocean?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's the level of salt I had. That's the level of salt, or on 3 saltine crackers. I still didn't really believe this was going to come through to fruition, but it really happened.
He's back.
The biggest test last night, yes, the at-bats, and okay, went over two. I don't really care what he did. The ball that Altair hit down the right field line that he had to sprint, field, stop on a dime, turn and throw, I'm going, oh, dear God.
Don't fall over.
Cadillac this thing. Big league this thing and lob it in. Come to a rolling stop. Put your hand against the wall. Do anything except he did it, and it was seamless. Yes. It was seamless. It was like someone that you would never have known that he was hurt in any way.
Right. If you watched that play, you would say, this guy's healthy.
This is a routine play for a Major League Baseball player.
Because it looks like he's healthy. He went 0 for 2 with a walk. He got a 4-pitch walk drawn in his first at-bat. Didn't have to take the lumber off his shoulder. And then in his next two at-bats, did barrel a ball down the line foul at one point, which was good to see. Did foul a few balls off, but popped out and struck out
on a nasty changeup
in his two ABs after his walk. So he goes 0 for 2. He gets on base once. Batting average drops from 326 to 324. I saw a lot of rhetoric last night about him being in the hunt for the batting title. He's going to have to qualify and have a lot of at-bats in this next week to get to the point where he can qualify. He was tied at 326 for the lead in batting title race in the National League. I don't care at all about that. I'm going to be very honest with you. Five innings and getting him out last night, perfectly fine with me. Mm-hmm. If he draws a ton of walks, that's okay with me too. I do want to see him get some hacks because I think it's important for his timing. He's got to be right back in the lineup tonight. I think you got to see how that leg responds playing back-to-back days. But the Nats are now kind of up against it from a scheduling standpoint in terms of getting him up to speed. There's more time than there is game action, obviously. Most of next week, they're going to sit around idle, so that's plenty of time for him to rest that knee. But more important is not rest because it looks like he's healthy. More important right now is reps, is game action, is the timing mechanisms in his swing. And as we know about Bryce Harper, who's been very streaky, when he's right, good luck. He's the MVP. You're not going to get him out. And when he's wrong, it can be pretty ugly. He's got another game at Citizens Bank Ballpark where he loves to hit tonight. I'd keep him in the lineup. Then they come home and they play the Pittsburgh Pirates in four straight. And then they have 4 days off before next Friday night hosting the Chicago Cubs to start the division series.
Such a delicate balance because obviously the most important thing is his health and is how is he bouncing back? Is he sore today? We won't know. We'll find out as the day goes on. I'm sure we'll get reports as all the beat guys and gals get to Nats Park. But 1A is what you just said. How do you get him as close to Max Bryce as you can? And it's probably not realistic for another couple weeks that he could be locked in superstar Bryce Harper yet. It's unrealistic for any human being to come back in this way.
I agree, but that's after the division series.
Exactly.
If you're saying a couple weeks from right now, I mean, the division series starts on the 6th, which is basically 10 days away.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say 2 weeks from now, he really gets back into rhythm. 2 weeks from today, as we sit here on Wednesday, you've played four games of the division series. It could be over by that point.
Yeah, and the schedule,
one way or the other.
And the schedule for this, and I mean, it's just, you know, everyone's got to deal with it, but the schedule stinks. The days off are killer, both for guys that are playing every day and ready and in rhythm, and for this Bryce Harper situation, because what he needs is to see live pitching. He needs to see the real game energy, live pitching with guys who are trying to get him out. I understand they'll do simulated games on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. They'll have some workouts and this, that, and the other. That's all adorable. That's all well and good. It's not the same. You need the real live thing, and you can't get it. And that's kind of the unfortunate part. So I love what Dusty did last night, by the way. Hitting him second for a myriad of reasons, I love that. A, because the second spot in the order is valued instead of a bench player that will be cut from the roster, the Chris Heisey, Ryan Rayburns of the world. I love that Bryce Harper, a dynamic offensive player, is sitting there. But the other part is you get him up a couple, make sure you get him up a couple times, then you can get him out of there. You don't have to wait an extra inning to have if he's hitting fifth or sixth or seventh.
That's
like
why
that.
I'm a little bit skeptical that Bryce will stay in the two spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful that he will. But I put out my Nats lineup that I want to see in the playoffs 2 days ago, going back to the 25th, and it was very similar to last night. I loved the lineup.
Me too.
I had Turner leading off, Harper hitting second, Rendon playing third, hitting third. The only difference last night was that Daniel Murphy was not in the lineup. If Murphy's in the lineup, you slot him in fourth, move Zim down to fifth, and then sixth, they're going to have Worth. I would have Kendrick in left field. 7, 8, 9 is Taylor Wieder's pitcher. So the only difference is between my perfect, ideal, please do this Dusty lineup and the one that Dusty wrote was that Murphy wasn't in the lineup. If he is, and they slot him in between Rendon and Zim, which I don't think they would, I'll bet you they'd hit him third. But then, you know, Dusty hates having lefties back-to-back, so if he keeps Harper two, and he probably would hit Murphy fourth, and finally we'd be lockstep really one through five. Then the only change between our lineups is that I play Kendrick, he plays Worth. And I've got Kendrick homered last night sixth, he's got Worth sixth. But then the 7-8-9 is still Taylor Wieters' pitcher. So I really did like that. A couple quick things on the playoff series, real quick. Good or bad for the Grant and Danny radio program, I've been thinking about this a lot, that Friday and Saturday is game one and game two. In other words, it's real cool on the radio during the playoffs. We get to do very detailed conversations on the Nationals, break down all the specifics and the semantics of games in a way we don't during the regular year. If you haven't heard our show during playoff baseball, I think it's fun and it's good, and I hope you guys listen.
I'm tend to agree.
But because we're through two games, then you have the day off Sunday, I'd almost like those games to be during the week if I could pick and choose.
Yeah.
Because
then
the next morning we're on the air. The other thing I've been thinking about, though, again, Friday, Saturday, game one, game two, the great thing for Nats fans, the Redskins have a bye week basically throughout the division series. So they play Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. They don't play again for 2 weeks that span the division series. So you're going to get so much more Nats coverage and content than you would have if they were splitting time with the Redskins.
Yeah, I hate the fact that it's on a Saturday. I really do. And that's the schedule. Obviously, I will deal with it. I'll be a grown-up. But I'm with you. I wish it was a Thursday-Friday kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even a Wednesday-Thursday kind of situation. Because it would mean, A, that the Nats don't sit around for 4 days waiting to play baseball while other teams play baseball for some reason. But whatever. And the other part would be that we could have banter during the week.
Let's take calls. Nats fans, you guys know how this works. You get a few opportunities every handful of days to call us, so let's make the most of them. 800-636-1067 is the number. The Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are now open. 800-636-1067. Harper came back last night. Your thoughts on his return. Also, what should we expect from him in the final week of the season and in the division series against, very likely, the Chicago Cubs? What should we expect from Harper? We'll give you our thoughts. We'll take your calls next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.